أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله، ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق، ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. In the seventh ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, and the verses which we did previously, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Bani Israel, that disgrace and misery was stamped over them. So when you say it was stamped over them, that's inseparable from them. Like how the print on a coin, you can't take that print out of the coin. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed disgrace and misery on them. Wherever they go, wherever they be, whichever part of the world they will be in disgrace and they will have misery. Even though they may have wealth, they may have everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason for this. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That is because they used to disbelieve in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to slay the prophets unrightfully. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. This nation had stooped so low, they were supposed to have accepted the message of the prophets. They were supposed to show respect and honor to the prophets, but they began slaying the prophets without any reason, without any justification. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا. That was because of their disobedience and their transgression. They were disobedient and they were transgressors to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next ruku, the eighth ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Although this disgrace was placed over them, but then too they had an opportunity in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for that matter, anyone or people of any religion, if they want to come on the truth, then they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in the akhirat, they accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, they accept the shariat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they will get their reward by their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive them. It's not that now they cannot come into the deen, or the deen is still open for them. If they still want to repent, they want to make tawbah, they want to come on the straight path, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Whatever is the past, that will be wiped out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of that. They will get their reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And there will be no fear on them, and nor will they grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them, Allah will bless them, and there's nothing for them to fear, nothing for them to grieve over in the akhirat. They will be in safety, they will be in comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds the Bani Israel, وَإِذَا خَذَنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورُ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The Bani Israel requested Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, after they were liberated from the oppression of Fir'aun and they were in the shores of safety and security, they said, now we want scriptures, we want a book, we want some laws, we want to follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Musa alayhi salam with the Torah. Like how we have got the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the Torah. He brought the Torah and he came to the Bani Israel. When they saw the injunctions and laws, they said, no, now we don't want to accept it anymore. We can't, this is too difficult for us. It's too hard for us. So Allah Ta'ala says, they were believers. They say we believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But we don't want to accept the injunctions. وَإِذْ أَخَذَنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. Remember the time when we had taken your covenant and we had taken a pledge from you and we raised the Mount Tur above you. So for them to accept, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala lifted up the entire mountain of Tur and it was suspended over their heads. That you're going to accept this now, otherwise this mountain is going to crush you. So then they said, we will accept it. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Take what we gave you with firmness, with seriousness. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something for you to play around with. You can't have a casual approach to it. You have to be very, very serious. Every single thing in this, every law, every injunction, every verse, we have to treat it seriously. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to do something, it's not something that we can take lightly. No. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. What we gave you, take it with seriousness, with firmness, hold firm onto it, and practice on it. Remember the Quran Sharif as well, we have to adjust our lives to suit the Quran. We cannot try to adjust the Quran to suit us. That is where a lot of people are making a mistake in this day and time. They want to change because to them they feel this law is outdated or they feel that this law is too difficult. No, you will have to change your ways. You will have to change your habits. You will have to adjust your life to suit the Quran. The Quran cannot be adjusted to suit you. Imagine if everyone wants the Quran Sharif to suit his desires. What will be left of the Quran Sharif? There will be nothing left of the Quran. So, خُذُوا مَا آتِيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. You take what we have given you with firmness, with seriousness. وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. And remember whatever is in it. All the injunctions, the laws. You have to continuously think about it, ponder over it, remember it, and speak about it. Mention it. This is Allah's command. That is Allah's command. Allah says this in the Quran. Allah says that in the Quran. That was the injunction for the Bani Israel, for the Torah. But the same injunction applies to us regarding the Quran Sharif. And people, pious people, they will always inspect their lives. They will take stock of themselves. Quran Sharif is saying, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْذِ. That good people, pious people, they suppress their anger. People who got taqwa, they suppress their anger. Am I suppressing my anger? Or am I every now and again blowing off my top and giving vent to my anger? So why am I not suppressing my anger? The Quran Sharif is saying, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't make ghibat of one another. Why am I still making ghibat? Why am I still backbiting? Every now and again, I get a chance, I start talking bad about people. The Quran Sharif says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Stay away from many suspicions, many doubts. Why am I still harboring ill feelings and doubts in my mind towards my Muslim brother? Why am I having a bad opinion of him? So every injunction of the Quran Sharif, we have to bring it alive. We have to strive to bring it within our lives. So Allah Ta'ala told them, وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. You remember what is in it. Ponder over it. Think about it. Speak about it. Make muzakara. All the ta'aleem we're doing. What we're doing it for? A reminder. All the time we need to remind ourselves. Remind ourselves. Are we doing it? We're not doing it. This is the priority of our lives. This is the purpose of our lives. This is what we came to the dunya for. To obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of time is being spent in everything else. So much of time in entertainment. So much of time in amusement. But how much of time are we giving to this? Do we even want to listen to it anymore? Do we even want to ponder over it anymore? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. You remember what is in it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you will inculcate this quality of taqwa in your lives. The more you think about it, you ponder over it, you reflect over it. Remember every injunction of the Quran Sharif. Deen is complete. Deen is perfect. Deen is a complete way of life. It's not just few things. It's every single thing. Whether it's my dealings, whether it's my interaction with people, my social etiquettes, my behavior in my home, the way I treat people, my character, every single thing. So they accepted the Torah and they said, okay, now we will accept it, we will practice on it. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, after that, you turned away. You gave your word, you accepted it, but then you turned away. And how often that doesn't happen to us also. We make a promise, we'll accept something, alright, we'll do this. But then we change our minds. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. But then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala could have destroyed you immediately, wiped you out. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no one that can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had it not been to the grace of Allah and His mercy, you would have been from the losers. You would have been completely wiped out, you have been completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still gave you respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you another chance. You can still change your life now. You can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can repent and you can become obedient. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.